Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
For Upland Cotton, the payment rate is going to be 9.5 cents per pound based on the eligible quantity or production for each producer. And to determine that eligible amount, a producer will look at how much of their cotton from the 2019 crop had not been priced as of January 15, 2020. And that would be the amount that's eligible for support, but that number cannot exceed 50% of the producer's total 2019 production. So that would be the cap or maximum level that could be paid upon.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The sign-up and application process appears to be relatively simple and streamlined. There will be available next week on Tuesday an application as well as an online calculator where producers can put in their individual information into the calculator, and then that can be transferred over to the electronic application, which can be printed out, signed, and then sent electronically or by mail to the county FSA office. Now, once the producer signs up, we expect payments to begin to be made within a week to 2 weeks after that point. However, because of the high demand for the program and the limited funding, USDA is going to only make 80% of the eligible payment initially, and then the remaining 20% would be made at the end of sign-up if available funds are still remaining to be used toward that. So there would be an 80% proration on the initial payment.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
That's because there are two different accounts where the funds are coming from to operate this program. But producers should not be confused by that. Those two payment rates do not get added together. It's simply they are averaged together to come up with one payment rate, which again for cotton is 9.5 cents per pound. The other thing to note is at this time, Pima or extra long staple cotton is not included because there was not data for USDA to determine if there had been a significant price decline. However, there is a process in place to try to get additional commodities added. The National Cotton Council is working with our industry folks within the Pima cotton industry to try to see if we can provide some data to try to make the argument that Pima should be included going forward. There are also payment limitations that apply to the program. It's $250,000 per person or legal entity, as well as a $900,000 adjusted gross income test. However, that does not apply if at least 75% of the producer's income is from agriculture. National Cotton Council has prepared a summary of these provisions along with an example for cotton. That's available on the council's website on our COVID-19 resources page, along with a link to the other USDA information.